USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The stepfather of a missing Houston girl is under arrest as they claim Darian Vence's story keeps changing and they have found blood evidence of the four-year-old girl who's been missing for over a week in Vence's apartment. Vence had claimed three men carjacked him while he had the girl in the car a week ago yesterday and that the suspects drove off with her. A spokesman for the family says
the mother had had heated words with him in the past about him physically whooping and spanking young Malia.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has called off a trip he'd been planning to Ukraine, where he said he was going to investigate Democratic candidate Joe Biden's son. Yesterday, a spokesman for the Biden camp called it a blatantly political smear, which reflects the urgent need for change in the country. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
President Trump says China might be playing chicken with him, trying to wait him out in trade negotiations, hoping that Democrats will take the White House in 2020, thinking China would then get a better deal than they would with President Trump. The president is saying they would be wise to deal with him now, as it will be far worse for them after he wins a second term. As for the latest round of tariffs, when might Americans start feeling them?
President Trump's 25% tariff on auto imports could hike the cost of an imported car by as much as $3,700. Rebecca Walzer, president of Walzer Wealth Management, on Fox News, asked how long it'll take for the trade standoff with China to hit American businesses.
It'll start to affect people within less than, 4 months, so it will be even less than a quarter.
That report from USA's Rick Vinson. An American Airlines pilot's accused of murdering three people in Kentucky. Christian Richard Martin arrested in Louisville as he was preparing to fly a jet to Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
2 days after a 750-foot tanker and a tugboat that was pushing two barges collide in the busy Houston Ship Channel, only part of that waterway is open again. An update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound with 27 outbound with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
Actress Peggy Lipton, star of the late 60s, early 70s series The Mod Squad and later Twin Peaks, has died at 72. Lipton became a star at 21 as the smart flower child Julie Barnes in that ABC hit The Mod Squad, earning 4 Emmy nominations and a Golden Globe Award as Best Actress. She stepped away from acting to focus on her family when she got married, but after a divorce in 1989, she returned to acting with the role of Norma Jennings in that TV series Twin Peaks. Again, Peggy Lipton was 72. Remember to check us out online, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.